catching a prehistoric fish through the ice. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This month, hundreds of spearfishers went to Black Lake in northern Michigan. They competed to catch only 6 lake sturgeon before the fishing season ended. Sturgeon are a state-threatened species, and their harvest is tightly regulated. Interlaken Public Radio's Morgan Springer was on Black Lake when the first fish was caught.
It's dawn as a procession of big trucks and snowmobiles drive across the ice toward villages of fishing shanties. There are more than 400 people fishing on the ice today. At 8 o'clock, the Black Lake sturgeon fishing season starts, and within 3 minutes, the first fish is speared. Someone radios it in to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources trailer at the edge of the lake.
Has a sturgeon. I don't think it's on the ice yet. So FYI, there's going to be one coming out of that area.
Black Lake is big, 6 miles long. The radio calls are necessary to make sure they don't go over the harvest limit.
That's a quick way of us knowing, boom, one of the 6 fish is taken.
That's Tim Swolinski. He's a senior fisheries biologist for the DNR.
So we can update our phone lines basically within a minute or two.
Thank you for calling the 2018 Black Lake Sturgeon Hotline. At 8:05, 1 sturgeon has been harvested.
Anglers call that hotline to see if the harvest limit has been reached and the season is over. DNR officials say people are pretty good about checking in and respecting the limit. The harvest limit is so low because lake sturgeon are a state-threatened species. Swolinski says the population declined over the last 100 years or so because of overfishing and dams.
The sturgeon need access to big rivers with lots of cobble, gravel to spawn on, and dams basically cut their spawning grounds off at a lot of locations.
For years now, the DNR and other organizations have worked to rehabilitate the native fish. DNR officials say the population on Black Lake is slowly rebounding and can withstand a limited harvest every year.
We got a fish here.
The angler who caught the first sturgeon has just arrived with the fish in his truck bed, and people crowd around to see the stiff and bloody fish. Sturgeon pretty much look like small sharks. They're gray and prehistoric, one of the most ancient freshwater fish in Michigan.
Ready, male?
Yeah, we'll see. No tags.
At the inspection table, the DNR staff weigh the fish.
45.8.
That's 45.8 pounds, and they measure it at just under 5 feet long.
Ed, you want to cut this?
Research biologist Ed Baker cuts a small hole in the sturgeon's belly to check its gender.
It's a girl.
Yep. Female.
It's a girl.
John Stiles, the angler who caught her, looks on.
What do you like about it?
Just the thrill of it.
Well, how do you cook it?
We just fry them up.
Tim Swolinski with the DNR says even though the harvest limit is so low, people still come out to fish because it's a strong part of the local culture around Onaway and Sheboygan. Plus,
people like big fish.
Yeah.
These aren't bluegill. They're fish that weigh as much as some of the people coming in to register.
Spectators crowd around the fish. They take pictures of it and pose next to it. Out on the ice, the second sturgeon is caught, then the third, and so on, until
the Black Lake sturgeon season is officially closed.
After 2.5 hours, the season is over. For the Environment Report, I'm Morgan Springer on Black Lake near Onaway.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.